Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm Jack Llewellyn with the Durango Chamber of Commerce. And for upcoming chamber events, simply go to durangobusiness.org. And I have Sadie Hess from Comfort Keepers who has joined us again. Thank you so much for jumping on Chamber Chat.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Jack. I'm excited to be back.
Well, Sadie, you're an old pro at this now.
It feels like it. That's kind of how I've been talked up to be, so I'm happy to step in.
Well, you can add this to your resume, you know, radio guest extraordinaire.
I think anything I can add to my resume is great.
Well, and I have to say, you know, things that you can add is you're with Comfort Keepers, and you guys take care of so many folks. And I say this every time, but thank you for what you do, because I use the services, you know, similar to what you guys provide with my mom. And it was such a, for me, a breath of fresh air, so to speak, to know that my mom was in good hands. So thank you for what you do.
Yeah, thank you. I'm so happy to do it. And my resume would mainly say caregiver. As soon as I was lucky enough to find that profession at a younger age, I kind of stuck with it. And I'm very grateful also for Comfort Keepers for being one of the best companies I've had the pleasure to work with.
So tell me a little bit, you know, kind of the high level view of what Comfort Keepers does for individuals and for our loved ones.
We provide a whole range of services from companionship through personal care. And we even have skilled nursing options available. What we are most known for and what we do the most of is that companionship and personal care, which would include things like running errands, going on walks, exploring our clients' favorite hobbies, and really trying to maintain them. And as well as so far to help with showering and hygiene, all of those things really is in our scope of practice.
And then also, I know you guys can do, well, you mentioned the shopping, but meal preparation as well.
We do meal preparation, and we like to do what we call interactive caregiving. So any chance that we can include the client, so we try to cook with them rather than for them. However, you know, if they are unable to, we're more than happy to cook for them. But when we can encourage it, that interactive caregiving is what we strive for.
So you're working on a recipe or whatever, and you say, hey, you know, you crack the eggs and scramble them up or whatever, and, you know, and you kind of that togetherness, so to speak.
Yeah, and it's really fun and engaging. And some of my best recipes that my fiance loves are from clients of mine. So you learn a little to take with you also.
Well, and I think, you know, as my wife and I used to own the olive oil store, we used to say food is love. And it is. It, you know, I always say music and food really sparks memories, which can be a real benefit to those that your clients that you're working with. And I bet the old made from scratch recipes are awesome.
Oh, they are. And I would agree that music and food are the universal language, and you can communicate and bond through those things. So they are two things that we definitely promote when we're caregiving.
Yeah. Now, you know, you mentioned the career opportunities, and as I understand it, you guys are, you know, looking to hire people on. And if you want to be a caregiver, which again can be one of the most rewarding things, you will train, so you don't have to have a quote unquote the experience. You can say, look, if you have a passion for others, come talk to you.
Yeah, that we do provide training. And it is, we have some caregivers who prior to working with us, you know, they may have worked in restaurants their whole lives, or, you know, the service industry, and then they come to us and we can really feel their compassion and empathy. And with that, we then provide, you know, the nitty gritty training, quote unquote, I would call it. And we provide as much training as needed. We don't have, here's your month of training, now you're to the wind and hope for the best. We have something called the Caregiver Learning Academy. And that is for somebody who has absolutely no experience in professional caregiving. And then on top of that, and aside from, if you do come in with like personal experience, you cared for a grandmother or a parent. I know you mentioned that you got to have some experience with that with your mom. And we work with a online agency called Relias that we provide ongoing training courses for our caregivers. And we have some that are broad spectrum. All of our caregivers are assigned them and complete them weekly or monthly. And then we try to cater our courses to caregivers with their clients. So if a client has a specific medical condition, we give them courses that would help them to learn about that condition and how to work with it and help somebody live their best life no matter their condition.
Now, if somebody, you know, is looking to work with Comfort Keepers, let's say they go, you know, I really like to cook. I don't mind cleaning, errands. Can you custom fit, so to speak, what their wants are to the client and, I guess, match them up?
That is the beauty of working with the general public, is we do have such a broad spectrum of needs. And we have such a broad spectrum of caregivers. And I always call our client care coordinator, Charles C., a matchmaker. She does a fabulous job making sure that she knows the client and the caregiver well enough to pair them for both of their needs and energy levels. And like you said, personal boundaries or specifications. And so we do that. And upon putting a caregiver in a new house, back to the training aspect, that is also not ever a one and done situation. We have some caregivers who we put in and they spend an hour and they're like, I got it. And they're fine and do incredible the rest of the time. And we have caregivers who spend a day and say, you know, I don't fully feel comfortable working with this client yet. I would really like another day of training to just feel super solid. And we are happy to do that. And we fully encourage that open communication so that care is always at a 5-star level.
Yeah. And along those lines, with the training that comes with it, I think I've heard you guys also have benefits, you know, that go along with the employment. Let's talk about the benefits too.
Yeah, so that's exciting. Some of them are new. We do have sick leave that we offer to our caregivers, and PTO opportunities to, you know, and we are trying to incorporate kind of a time for self-care, because caregivers, they are so giving and they will give and give and give. We want to make sure their cup stays full too. So this year we are really working on uplifting our caregivers with resources such as those to keep them, you know, motivated and happy so that they can remain with their clients.
And along that line too, are there flexible hours, or is it 8 to 5? Or if somebody says, hey, you know, I can start work, you know, after, you know, I've got another job, I can work from, you know, 4 to 8 at night. Do you guys have, you know, different hours that you can work within with what your employees' needs are?
We do. I would say that beginning just open availability helps a lot for our caregivers to have. We do have some clients who have hours like that are more just a few in the afternoon or a few in the morning. And then we do have clients who are 12-hour shifts, so 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., we're with them all day. And so we try to be flexible, and we really appreciate flexibility from our caregivers. However, we strive to maintain a regular schedule once we work one out, because that is so important for self-care and physical and mental health, is having a regular routine.
And along the lines, I want to ask you, what is, you don't have to give any names or anything, but what's one of the most rewarding things that you experienced, you know, being a caregiver with Comfort Keepers?
I would say that on multiple occasions, I have got to watch a client restore their relationship with their family. It is very often that we are happy to care for our family and we'll jump in and we get kind of caught up and we become more of a nurse or, you know, a power of attorney and things like that. And we get away from those mother, daughter, sister, aunt, grandma, whatever it is, relationships. And I have been able to see the relief that my caregiving and my presence gives a family to reconnect and just be mom and daughter, or auntie and niece, whatever it may be. So.
Well, and I think that's so true. I know when I was helping my mom with many different things, there were times it was that difficult time and having to say, all right, let's go back. And I remember taking my mom just for a simple drive. You know, she just loved it. And I would take her places like, you know, have we been here before? No, I don't think so. Even though we probably had, you know, I just kind of played along with it. But yeah, there was one of those things just to, I guess, for that reconnecting and that opportunity, which is something that, you know, Comfort Keepers can provide. And the other thing I really appreciate what your profession is just another set of eyes seeing something that I may not have noticed, you know, like my mom's appetite might have dropped or something along those lines. And, you know, things that make me go, huh, what's going on? I mean, I remember one time her dementia got really bad for a while, and the caregiver actually said, well, has she been tested for urinary tract infection? I didn't know. You know, I'm like, I don't, and sure enough, she had that. And so they got her the medications and she became more cognitive. So those are just the great things that you guys provide through Comfort Keepers that a loved one may not realize.
Yes, and I do agree that is something I've seen time and time again, is we have really open communication between, if we have multiple caregivers in a house, we tend to keep a notebook that just says day-to-day activities. And sometimes you can be looking back and saying, you know, mom might not have gone in the bathroom like she was supposed to in the past 3 days. Maybe we need to check on that. And that could also be contributing to why she's been kind of moody, because anybody with a stomach ache would be moody. So I agree. That is another really not overlooked but unseen aspect, that it isn't listed, you know, in the services we provide. So.
Well, and I also have to say, you as caregivers, you're really good at, you know, spoiling your clients, who really become almost like family to you. My mom would always be like, why don't you ever take me to Dairy Queen like my caregiver does? I'm like, oh, really, mom? You know, but it was like her treat. And she just, you know, just loved doing that. And if you just tuned in, I'm talking with Sadie from Comfort Keepers, and not only the services you offer, but career opportunities. Now, if somebody's interested in possibly, you know, changing careers or, you know, become one of the Comfort Keeper caregivers, what's the best thing that they should do to find out more?
The best way to find out more would be to call us at our office number, which is 970-515-7055. You will get to talk to one of us in the office personally, and we'll be able to answer any further questions you have, as well as get your email and email you an application and start moving forward with that hiring process.
And that number one more time is?
That's 970-515-7055.
All right, well, we've got about 30 seconds left. What do I forgot to ask you?
You know, I think we have just about covered it all. If you are interested in becoming a caregiver, we would love to hear from you. And once again, we provide training, so experience is not necessary. And if you're, you know, after this incredibly difficult year, if you're looking for some care for your family to help you out and help them out, you can also give us a call at 970-515-7055, and I would love to talk to you more about just what we provide.
Well, Sadie, thank you again for everything you do and everything, all the folks at Comfort Keepers, and I may have to hire you just for meal prep.
Yeah, and I would love to. I'd love to hear, every time we talk, I get to hear a story about your mom, and she sounds like an amazing woman, so that would be fun.
She was a lot of fun. That's one thing I like about Facebook. The little, you know, 5 years ago, 10 years or whatever, that pop up on Facebook. I'm like, oh, I remember that. So anyway, give your phone number one more time.
That's 970-515-7055.
I'll say thank you so much for joining us. We got to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.
Thanks, Jack.